Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may be mindful of all that you are calling us to be, especially on this day where we recognize not only St. Andrew, but also the call of St. Andrew in the reading. Let us always be mindful that in this first week of Advent, you are calling us to a whole different way of being and a whole different way of understanding the world around us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, as I said, November 30th is always the celebration of St. Andrew. And St. Andrew was St. Peter's brother. Remember, they were the sons of Zebedee, and they were fishing, and Jesus called them. That's the gospel reading today. Jesus called them and called them to be fishers of men. That was their call. That is your call. Don't ever forget that. I think one of the great problems we have in our church today is that there is this, and this has been very strong over the past at least 150 years, maybe more, and it might have to be related to, as you know, my position, as you heard Monday on the Baltimore Catechism, maybe related to the Baltimore Catechism. This whole focus where our mission is to be good enough to get to heaven. That's a heresy. It's a heresy that was condemned almost 2,000 years ago. It's called Pelagianism. This is something that I know there are evangelicals listening right now, and this is something that when the evangelicals say this, they're dead on right. Now, we have a little bit of a different understanding, but I don't think a lot of people explain it well. And I always like to bring up D. James Kennedy, who did not like the Catholic Church, but he gave a teaching on this that was dead on right. And the teaching comes from James, where he says, James says, your faith without works is dead. And of course, many of the evangelicals will say, well, wait a minute, that means we get to heaven by works. What does that mean? Well, we essentially earn our way to heaven. No, that's not what the Catholic Church teaches. And I don't know if D. James Kennedy understood that is not what the Catholic Church teaches, but he gave a whole teaching on this, which is dead on accurate. So we can look at that ourselves. And, you know, to all my evangelical brothers and sisters who are listening, and say, this is what we all believe. And that is that we believe in Jesus as our Savior. However, if we don't act on that belief, then our faith is dead, that we don't actually believe. Now, what do I mean by that? As he explained, well, let me put it to this way. If I say, well, I'll give you a great example. It's the reason why I don't publicly say grace unless I'm invited to do so by somebody else. This is exactly the reason. And it was when I was in the Navy, I think I was just coming back to church, and I may not have been at that time. Let's see, what ship was I on at the time? I was on my first ship. So at that point, I actually may not have been coming back to church because I spent most of my first ship as the latter part of my time away from the church. But I remember this man sitting down. He was not Catholic. He was another mainline Christian faith, and sat down and he blessed himself, and then, you know, was saying grace, and then he said, "I was out with my girlfriend last night. I hope my wife doesn't find out." Now, those two things didn't go together. I'll never forget that. Those two things didn't go together. He is publicly stating that he believes in Jesus, but then he's acting in a way that doesn't indicate it. And this D. James Kennedy said something very similar, not that story, obviously, but, you know, put it out that if this is what we believe, we're called to act on our beliefs. Let me give you a completely whole different example of this. That would be a good example of this. And it's simply this. Do you believe in gravity? Do you believe there's such a thing as gravity? Yes. Do you believe in the laws of physics? Probably you do. So if I were to tell you that you can fly out that window, are you going to believe me? No. But if you decided to fly out the window, you would prove to me not that gravity didn't exist, but that you never believed in gravity in the first place. And then obviously you would believe in gravity, whether you liked it or not. But you see my point. If you believe in something, you're going to act on it. And this is that whole point. If we believe in something, we're going to act on it. And that's that whole understanding that what we believe, we act on. We have our beliefs. Well, and so I think one of the problems we've had in the church is this whole focus that we have to be good enough to get to heaven. And that's the way a lot of people think. That is not what the church teaches. The church teaches, and this is what I put in my book, that the way we determine whether or not we are living our faith is whether or not we are obedient or disobedient to God. If we are obedient to the Lord, that's the standard. If we are obedient to the Lord, then we show that we believe. If we say we believe, but we're disobedient to the Lord, then do we really believe? And that's that whole thing of faith and works. So we believe, but we also act on our beliefs. We're not trying to earn our way into heaven. That's the whole thing. And it's an acting on our beliefs. So now there are some Christians I know who are listening who may disagree because they believe once you are baptized, you are saved. Whereas we as Catholics believe, taking from James, that we have to act on our beliefs. But we want to talk about that in light of St. Andrew, who has something else to share with us. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday, so come by. CatholicAudioMedia.com, St. Anthony Alston. You can also find us through CatholicAudioMedia.com or at StAnthonyAlston.org. And come see us. You know, it's Advent. You turn around saying, geez, I haven't been to church in a couple years because of COVID and something else. It's a whole new beginning. It's a new cycle. It's a new year. Come by and come join us for Mass on Sunday. So in any case, we're talking about St. Thomas. And St. Thomas, of course, was called by Jesus. But notice what he's saying. He's not saying, I'm calling you to so that you will go to heaven. He's not saying, I'm calling you to teach you a whole new way of morality. He's saying, I'm calling you so that you will be fishers of men. And I suppose more accurately, we can say fishers of men and women. I think that would be more fishers of people. But notice that's what he's saying. So in a sense, if you look at those words, what Jesus is saying, I'm calling you to really start a whole new movement, a whole new understanding, a whole new understanding of who we are as human beings. And if you read the Bible carefully, that is very clearly there. The whole history of salvation is one of teaching a whole new understanding of who we are. And I think we are at a point where we're coming to see new understanding, and I explain this all the time, that looks at our relationship with Christ in the same way, as I gave an example in the first half of the program, in the same way we look at science. So as I explain to people, I look at the world through faith and science, not faith or science. So we understand that everything we believe as Catholics is true, just as true as what we believe as human beings that they teach in science. But the faith community, the faith understanding, the faith discipline is bigger than the science discipline. It includes it. So everything we believe as people of faith, and you know, is also it includes everything we believe in science and more. And you know, we're looking at so many issues going on in our world. We're looking at all these troubles. We're looking at this thing with war. We're looking at, in Eastern Europe and other places. We're looking at all these things. And as I look at this, I'm going, if you were to take this as a science experiment, what is being proved to us is that what we believe is true. Because the fundamental belief is that we as human beings have an inclination to sin. So that we have an inclination because of original sin. And therefore, the fundamental belief that we have is this inclination to sin, and we can see it all the time. Just as Reinhold Niebuhr said all the time, the only empirically provable doctrine of Christianity is original sin. And this proves that at least one of the things that we believe is true. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.